Welcome to Divine Mass, a sacred ceremony in reverence of our inner divinity. I am Aunt Peggy Heart Divine, the medicine woman and initiator of the new era of consciousness. And with great joy and deep reverence, I invite you to this unique Divine Mass and podcast held every Sunday. Welcome to this memorial service on April 6th, 2025, dedicated to all our beloved ones who have passed on and transitioned into another form. The most well-known occasion for memorial service is All Saints' Day, traditionally observed in November, when many congregations hold special service to honor those who have passed during the previous year. But this memorial service will be a little different from a traditional one. And I wish to remember all those we have lost by lighting a candle in their memory. I have a candle here and I will light it. The candle I light today is in remembrance of my son Alexander and of all other sons, daughters, sisters, brothers, mother and fathers. I honor the light of my son Alexander as a symbol of all the beloved souls who have left their human form and enter into another. From the depth of my heart, thank you. Thank you for being here on earth and for your contribution of love, joy, and presence. You are all deeply missed by those of us who are still in physical form on Mother Earth. We honor you with pride and gratitude for all that you meant to us and for all that you did. You enriched our lives. In the final part of this service, I will guide you through a memorial meditation where we honor the dead and open ourselves to the eternal cycle of life. I will also share an expanded perspective on death, how we might begin to see death with new eyes and what may truly occur when we die. But first, I want to speak about memorial rituals and ceremonies for the dead, which we find in nearly all spiritual and religious traditions across the world. Though they carry different names, rituals, and beliefs, they all reflect a shared human need to remember and to honor those who have passed. I will give you a brief and quick look at how some of the world's major traditions remember their dead. Firstly, in Christianity, memorials are often called prayers for the dead or memorial services. Catholics may hold a requiem mass to pray for the soul's journey. All Saints and All Souls Day in early November are time to honor the departed, reflect on eternal life, and feel the connection between the living and the dead. Secondly, in Buddhist tradition like Ubon, Japan, and Ulambana, China, Vietnam, families light candles, pray, and honor ancestors. It's believed the spirit returns briefly, and the rituals help guide them toward peace or a better rebirth. Thirdly, Hindus honor ancestors through Sadra rituals and during Pitru Paksha, a 15-day remembrance with offering of food, waters, and prayers to support the soul's peace and karmic journey. Fourth, Islam and Muslims offer prayers, dua or fatiha, soon after death, and then on key days like the 3rd, the 14th, and 1 year mark, visiting graves, reading the Quran, and giving to charity in the name of the deceased are acts of remembrance and support. 5th is Judaism, that has memorial like Yar Seit, death anniversary, and the Kiddush prayer honor loved ones. Lighting candles and gathering in prayer keep the soul's memory alive and bring peace to the family. The 6th is indigenous traditions. And across many indigenous culture, ceremonies including dancing, music, and offering. Events like the Dia de los Muertos in Mexico celebrate the lives of the dead with color, food, and joy, honoring the spirits and keeping them close. The 7th is shamanic traditions. And shamanic memorials often involve drumming, chanting, and offering to honor ancestor. In Sami or Inuit tradition, the dead are seen as guides, remembered through ritual tied to the land and season. What unites all these traditions is the belief that death is not the end, but a transition. Memorial ceremonies serve to 1. Honor the dead and express gratitude for their lives. 2. Help the soul transition peacefully to another state of existence. 3. Strengthen our connection with the ancestor and receive their wisdom. And 4th, remind us that we, the living, are part of a greater lineage, connected to both those who came before us and those who will follow. By remembering the dead, we celebrate our connection to the whole. Whether we call it God, the universe, the ancestors, or something else. It is a sacred practice that unites spirituality, love, and reverence across time and space. At the heart of most tradition, we find that memorial services and gathering are a way to honor the love we once held in physical form, now transformed. And in many cultures, it is not only a remembrance of what was, but a celebration of the life lived and the legacy given to the family, the tribe, and the community. That truly is a beautiful tradition. Now we will turn our focus inward to the sacred energy of this gathering. In this space of presence, we will enter the Light Mantra, a simple yet profound invocation that opens our hearts to the divine design. Following this, we will affirm together the Divine Mass Manifesto, a declaration of unity, love, and awakening that serves as our guiding light today. Light Mantra for Divine Mass. I am the light that shines in the darkness. I am one with all that is. Light from Source flow through me. I am a channel for love and peace. May the light in me grow, and may the light in all of us shine brightly. Light from the universe, embrace me now. I open myself to the love, wisdom, and the truth that hath always been within. I am the light. I carry the light. I share the light. May the light in me grow, and may the light in all of us shine brightly. Amen. Manifest of light for divine design. We believe in the divine essence, present in all living beings, a source of light, love, and creation to which we are all connected. We acknowledge our common origin in the Source, where each soul carries the seed of light and wisdom, projected into physical form to experience and evolve through life. We confess that each of us, regardless of background, culture, or belief, is an expression of the cosmic diversity where our unique existence contributes to the wholeness of the divine design. We believe in agape, the unconditional love that connects us to each other and to the universe. This love guides us to live in harmony with ourselves, our fellow beings, and all life. We confess that through our free will, we can activate and express our highest essence, and that we are created to live in balance between the masculine and feminine, between spirit and matter, between heaven and earth. We believe in the universal law that governs both our inner and outer universe, guiding us to understand our own power and our own role in the greater cosmic unity. We acknowledge that we are all multidimensional beings, bearer of divine light, and that we are here to experience, learn, and contribute to the collective good through our divine design. Namaste. In Norwegian Christianity, All Saints' Day is about honoring those who have passed, but also about reflecting on eternal life and the soul's journey. What does eternal life really mean? Jesus showed us, among other things, that life does not end when our physical form dies. Today, more and more people are sharing experiences of past lives. As a regression therapist, I have guided many into their past lives, where they have gained insight and understanding that align with their current life experiences. Dolores Cannon, a respected hypnotherapist, spent around 50 years guiding people to past life regression and encounters with other forms of existence. Personally, I have many vivid memories from Guatemala in the 1600s, where I led ceremony and masses for a tribe I've served as a man in that lifetime. But let us now turn to remembering the physical form of a person who have passed. Who has transitioned from life to what we call death? What is death really? And why are so many people afraid of it? Death is in truth a reunion with the Source, with the light, with the essence of God. A reunion with the divine light within us. And isn't that what many of us long for, seek, and ultimately hope will happen? This is something many people who have had near-death experiences testify to. And I want to share the experience of my son, Alexander, who died almost 10 years ago. Alexander took his own life, and he carried feelings of guilt and shame for what he had experienced. He suffered greatly here on Earth with cancer, chronic pneumonia, constant back pain, and leg injuries from an accident when he was 11. After a painful breakup, he chose to end his life. And it's important to understand, we cannot place the blame of such a decision on others. Alexander was phoned about an hour after his passing by his friend where he lived. My daughters and I arrived at the scene just as the police and ambulance arrived. It was a horrible experience, one I won't go into detail about here. My reaction was not calm. I was extreme, primal screaming and crying. After a day and a half of weeping, I decided to take a shower and shift my focus. I wanted to stop crying, to be strong for his siblings and for others. I took off my clothes and stepped into the shower. And as soon as I did, Alexander's spirit entered the room. I felt him completely. I could smell him, hear him, and sense him with every part of my being. All my inner senses were fully activated. I closed my eyes and saw him with my inner vision. The first thing I said, "Alexander, I am naked," before realizing that such physical detail meant nothing in the realm of telepathic communication. What followed was a deep emotional and sensorial conversation, just like speaking to someone alive. I listened to Alexander as he explained why he had made the choice he did. I protested. I couldn't accept his reasoning. He spoke from a higher dimension, from the light of divine source, while I responded from my earthly grief and pain. We were speaking from two very different worlds. Though I thanked him for coming true, I couldn't accept what he was asking me to accept. Not at that time. Still, it was one of the most profound experiences I've had with the other side. At Alexander's funeral, I spoke about this experience, meeting him in the shower, because it was the most honest way I could honor him. It was the truth. His siblings, his friend, and others who loved him also spoke that day, on July the 10th, 2015. When he was laid to rest. My grief over Alexander's passing lasted for an entire year. I remembered all the good times we had, all the love and beauty he brought into my life, and I simply couldn't let go of his physical form, even though he often spoke to me. But in the spring of 2016, after many deep and healing conversations with Alexander, I was finally able to release his form and to feel in my heart that he was at peace. One of the most important turning points came through a prayer I said in February 2016. I was in deep grief, completely heartbroken and inconsolable. And in that sorrow, I prayed, begging Alexander to return to Earth in physical form. I didn't receive any answer from him at that time, not while I was still immersed in that level of grief. But a few weeks later, the answer came during one of my mountain walks. Just as I returned home and was about to take a shower, Alexander came to me again. He told me that he would return in physical form. And I was overjoyed. I celebrated and felt so grateful. But he also said something else, that in this new form, it would be difficult for me to contact him as a child. I had hoped he might return as my grandchild, but it turned out there was another plan behind his reincarnation. He was born into another family, and while he was still in his mother's womb, he contacted me again. He told me that he and another soul had chosen to incarnate together in this particular family. He even showed me who they were. At that time, I had never heard of two or more souls incarnating together in one body. But I've since learned so much through Alexander, both about the physical and soul-based aspect of life. Alexander and another man who has also taken his own life chose to reincarnate together into a family that was facing significant challenges. Around that time, I was guided to contact Lily Bendis. My spirit guides were insistent, and I reached out to her while Alexander was still in the womb of his new biological mother. Lily confirmed that this was something she had encountered before, that several souls often come together when choosing a challenging life. She also gave me a channeling and later agreed, as my guides had told me she would, to write the foreword to the Health Bible, Think With Your Heart. Some time later, I was able to speak with Alexander's new biological mother. She had endured great trauma and was facing serious life challenges. And while I will not go into detail out of respect for their privacy, it became clear that she was unable to care for her child. He was placed in an adopted family. I've tried multiple times to reach out to the adoptive family, but they have refused to let me meet the child they are raising. In Norway, many are still afraid of the spiritual world. There's so little openness to the idea of the soul's eternal journey. And so, despite several attempts and others also trying on my behalf, the door has remained closed. And I must respect that. But I invite you to reflect. What would you do if someone called and said they were the parents of your child? A child who had been reincarnated. Would you deny them? Or would you at least be curious, open to learning more? Have you considered that we may unknowingly cause grief to others because we fear the spiritual realm, the eternity of the soul, and the bigger picture? That due to our lack of trust, we can bring sorrow to others simply because we are unwilling to consider what might be true. What will it take for us as human beings to open ourselves, our lives, our perspectives, our perception, so that we can support today's children who have an entirely different relationship to existence than we of the old ways? In this context, I encourage everyone to watch the Netflix documentary Surviving Death, especially episode 6, which deals with reincarnation. It shares stories of children who remember past life, based on memories and things they say as early as age 2 and 3. I will include a link to this in the description for this service. I will also share a video that was filmed about 24 hours after Alexander took his life. A spontaneous recording guided by intuition, made in the depth of my greatest sorrow. So how can we begin to transform our memorial services? In Norway too, we should have ceremonies of honoring and remembrance to thank and celebrate all the love that this soul and person brought into our lives. No physical avatar on earth is eternal. Only our light, our soul, and the divine source within us is eternal. And that is what we can truly celebrate, the incarnation that souls chose to experience. Just as Jesus chose a very particular incarnation to remind us that the divine source that we all have access to. That was his mission on earth, to teach us that we are all connected to the light and to the divine, and that our soul is eternal. As we come towards the closing of this divine mass, we now shift from words to direct experience. This gathering has been a sacred space of remembrance, of love, connection, and the eternal thread that weaves together life, death, and spirit. Now, rather than only speaking of this truth, we open ourselves to feel them, to honor them, and to embody the eternal cycle they represent. To guide us deeper into this space of reverence and presence, I invite you into a sacred meditation, honoring the dead and embracing life's eternal cycle. This is not just a meditation, it is a remembrance, a soft return to the heart, a bridge between worlds, a chance to honor those who have walked before us and to feel the quiet, eternal rhythm of life moving through us. I invite you now to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and gently open your heart. And as we enter this sacred field of memory, love, and eternal life together. Guided Memorial Meditation. Honoring the dead and embracing life's eternal cycle. Close your eyes and let us together journey into a sacred space, a place where we can honor those we have lost, while also opening ourselves to the eternal cycle of life. This is a moment for remembrance, for gratitude, and for understanding that even though the ones we love have left this physical world, they have not disappeared. They have moved on in their soul's journey into a new divine form. In this meditation, we shall honor them and feel the certainty that we will all meet again. For the soul is eternal, and the bonds of love can never be broken. Sit comfortably, let your shoulders relax, and take a deep breath in, and gently release it. Feel yourself arriving here, in this moment. This is your time, a moment of peace, love, and connection. Imagine yourself standing in a beautiful meadow, surrounded by a soft golden light. This light is warm and safe, like a blanket of divine love. Can you feel it? This light represents eternity, the home of souls, a place where time and space melt together. Now we invite the memories of those we have lost to come forward. Picture a door opening in the golden light. From this door, the souls of your loved ones begin to appear. Those who have moved on. Perhaps you see their faces. Or maybe you simply feel their energy, like a gentle embrace in your heart. Let them come forward, one by one, surrounded by peace and love. Take a moment to feel their presence. Listen to the words they might be whispering to you. Words of gratitude, of love, of wisdom. Do you feel the bonds that still connect you? The love between you is stronger than death, stronger than time, and it will always be there. Now imagine that these souls, your loved ones, are standing in a circle of light. Each of them begins to shine more brightly, as if their divine nature is radiating through them. Their form begins to shift. They become light, energy, something limitless. They enter the eternal cycle of life in perfect peace and harmony. Feel that their journey is part of the greater divine plan. Some of them have already taken form again, perhaps as a child, a new life on earth. Others rest in the light, like stars in the sky, waiting for the right moment to continue their journey. This is the cycle of life, and we are all a part of it. You, me, and those we have lost. We are all connected in this great dance of life, death, and rebirth. Now imagine that your loved ones reach out their hands to you. They offer you a gift, a blessing. It may be a word, a symbol, or simply the feeling of love. Receive what they wish to give you and let it fill your heart. Feel that you are a part of this eternal cycle. One day you will meet again, in another form, in another time, but always bound together by the threads of love. Feel the gratitude for this knowing, for the life that continues, and for the love that never dies. Take a deep breath in and gently let it out. Let the memories of your loved ones fill you with peace. When you are ready, see them gently moving back through the door, but leaving their light with you, a light you will always carry in your heart. As you now open your eyes, carry with you this truth. We are never truly separated. Life is eternal, and love binds us, here, now, and always. This meditation is a tribute to those we have lost, a reminder that we are all part of something greater. Let us carry their light forward. In love, peace, and trust in the divine circle of life. Namaste. As we now return to the depth of this journey, we open ourselves to receive the final blessing of this gathering. We will now step into the Divine Mass Healing and Blessing Prayer, a sacred transmission of love, grace, and divine presence. This is a moment to surrender, to receive, and to allow the light of Source to integrate fully within. Following this, we will close our Divine Mass with the song North by Trine Strand, a melody that carries the vibration of homecoming, remembrance, and divine connection. Before we part, I invite you to join us for our next Sunday Divine Mass on Palm Sunday, April 13th, where we will come together for the entrance of hope and the beginning of surrender. I invite you to walk the path of the heart through letting go into new life. Thank you for your presence, your light, and your open heart. May the blessing of this gathering continue to unfold within you as you walk forward in memory to the eternal cycle of life. From the divine in me to the divine in you. Blessing from Divine Design. May your heart be filled with light, clarity, and peace, so that you may be a source of love for yourself and all around you. May the wisdom within guide you forward, granting you the courage to create goodness each and every day. May you stand firm in your truth and your light, finding strength in knowing you are part of something greater, a tapestry of beauty, belonging, and purpose. Let your path be illuminated by the joy of service, and let your love inspire wholeness and peace, for you are both the creator and a part of this heaven on earth. May you embrace the divine in yourself and in all others, living with open hands, an open mind, and an open heart. Let this day and every day that follows be an opportunity to manifest love, wisdom, and joy, so that the world may be transformed through your presence. Amen.
Til tankene med nordlyset være lammet der. Her finner jeg feste. Her har jeg min tro. Havet søng min vugge sang. Fjellene til tankene med nordlyset. Vær la med deg.
You can find Divine Mass and the Divine Design podcast on multiple platforms where you listen to podcasts. Welcome to a new time, a new consciousness. Welcome to the future of Divine Mass.